Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to TWCHealth/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to TWC.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Great America Show. Always great to have you with us. President Trump has filed an unsealed motion to dismiss special counsel Jack Smith's classified documents case. The president's motion was originally filed under seal in February. Judge Cannon authorized President Trump this week to file an unsealed version of that motion to dismiss. In this unsealed motion, President Trump highlights how others such as James Comey, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, Bill and Hillary Clinton all illegally possess classified documents, but they were never prosecuted. Trump's attorneys argued that Joe Biden stored boxes of classified documents in his garage, for crying out loud. And Penn Biden Center and in Chinatown as well. Three different locations, and all remained accessible to people without any security clearances. Biden was never charged for stealing secret documents and storing them in boxes in his garage accessible to his compromised son. Judge Cannon previously denied Trump's motion to dismiss the classified documents case on unconstitutional vagueness of the Espionage Act. However, this third effort is now pending. And over in New York, it seems Marxist New York DA Alvin Bragg's case is starting to collapse. Stormy Daniels' attorney, Keith Davidson, took the stand and absolutely denied the $130,000 payment from Michael Cohen to his client was a hush payment. The payments made to Stormy Daniels did not come from Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The payments were made through internal business records. There was no tax deduction taken, and there was no obligation to file it with the SEC or the FEC. So the case and who brought the case in the first place and why? We know why. Our guest today is Russ Tice, former senior intelligence analyst for the National Security Agency and former whistleblower and great American. Russ, always great to see you. I want to begin today with these reports from James O'Keefe in particular, and the insider, if you will, a contractor he found, who is saying it seems to me at least, credibly, that the intelligence agencies, specifically the CIA, withheld intelligence from President Trump, and apparently at the behest of then CIA Director Mike Pompeo, later to be Secretary of State. Your reaction to this, and first, let's begin with, do you think it's plausible?
I think it is plausible, although the guy might be going a little bit over the position that he had as far as what he did know. But being that he was supposedly in cybersecurity, he may have had access to the director, deputy directors, and some of the top brass, their communications, to determine whether there were situations where they could be hacked.
You know, I want to start, as we go up the, if you will, the chain, to go from the intelligence that's being gathered, then collected around a specific briefing for the President of the United States, and then withholding it. There would have to be a lot of people within the CIA who were aware that they were withholding information from the president of the United States, would there not be?
Not necessarily. The president's briefing that he gets every morning is a conglomeration of a lot of intelligence. I remember one time I was so happy that a program that I was working on was going to be briefed to President Clinton at the time. And I had like, I don't know, 20 pages of write-up, and they said, well, you got to break that down to three. And then they said, you got to break it down to one. And I, you know, and I was younger at the time, so I'm pretty excited because I'm the lead guy. And then they showed me what President Clinton got, and it was like three sentences. So I was like, I was sad and disappointed that, you know, but you got to understand, the president is getting intelligence from everywhere. He's dealing with, of course, the economy and everything else. So,
sure, he's got a lot on his plate. I understand that. But to actually withhold intelligence from the president, it's just seemed to me that there are so many people involved in that. Where would that decision about what to withhold, where would that originate?
Well, that would be the upper ranks. You go through a vetting process. So the analysts say they go through the material. You come up with a question was asked. You come up with what your best answer is to that question. And then you send that up the line. At some point, your boss looks at it and says, okay, you might want to change this and that. A lot of that is wording. At some point, someone who's an editor and a little bit better with you know, the English language puts the commas and some of the other pieces sure. in the place where they belong. But it's then that goes up to an assistant to the deputy director. And that person looks it over, and then the deputy director looks at it and could very easily say, we're nixing this whole part of this report or this action plan for, say, we're doing some operation somewhere in the world, or we're going to nix the entire thing whatsoever. And we don't want this to go into the president's the briefing. So that can very, but of course, it's going to happen at the upper echelon.
Upper echelons. And what I'm getting at here is, at what point does the obfuscation or simply the removal of intelligence from the president's either view or hearing, where does that actually originate in terms of saying, okay, we're not going to tell the president about what is going on in Russia or the Middle East or wherever it might be, because it just seems to me it almost has to be the director who approves something like that. Your thoughts on it?
I can imagine the director, especially if now they are politically oriented, to tell his senior staff that we're not going to deal with a certain issue or a mission that's happening, this fellow who's this whistleblower said that they believed they used some incendiary words for the president. That he was not of an educated manner to be able to handle the information that they were dealing, and that he would just spew it off to our enemies. First of all, I don't believe that of Mr. Trump, our president, our former president. And second, these people, this is the president of the United States. You work for this man. So this is elitism, and it's probably a political posturing for somebody else because you don't like the man that's sitting in the White House.
This seems like elitism of a rarefied sort, and outright arrogance. And because if anyone ever finds out precisely what happened here, extraordinarily tragic hubris on their part, because they will be held accountable for this. But Pompeo right now is the central figure of this. He's accused straightforwardly of aiding and abetting, if not in fact originating, the withholding of intelligence from the commander in chief and the president of the United States. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it would be Haskell as well. It would be Nakasone at NSA. Mm-hmm. So it would. I don't know about whether the DIA director was also holding back, but more than likely, because all of them would periodically talk with one another, that this had to be a small cabal at the very top of the intelligence community, where they said, "We're cutting this guy out, our president, and you know, we'll just wait him out until the next president shows up and." And maybe we won't tell that one either. I think whatever they tell our current president, he wouldn't remember beyond lunchtime.
Yeah, this is in the intelligence service. This man would be considered a cutout, and he's been cut out of just everything. I mean, to even talk about Biden as the president of the United States, first of all, he's an accident of history and history perverted by the Marxist Dems and Bill Barr and a host of other people who conspired stifle conservative voices. Or otherwise, those 51 intelligence veterans who signed up and said, you know what, that Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. They lied through the teeth to the American people. They changed the course of history. And that's why it's so easy for me, at least, to believe that Mike Pompeo and his henchmen, while he was the head of the CIA, did precisely what they're accused of doing, which is withholding that intelligence. We're talking with Russ Tice. He is a former senior intelligence agent analyst for the National Security Agency. He is also a whistleblower. And as I said at the outset, a great American. We're coming right back with Russ. Stay with us. We're going to figure out what's going on throughout the intelligence community as we continue our conversation with Russ. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared, and now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back. We're talking with Russ Tice now, and I wanted to say this has developed. Representative Matt Gaetz calling for an investigation into the bombshell O'Keefe reporting on these, statements that intelligence agencies, not agency, coordinated to hide information from the Trump White House. This is remarkable stuff. Matt Gaetz is calling for a complete investigation and a thorough one. I can't even imagine how you could even begin to think we could get a thorough investigation of the CIA or these other agencies. It just defies imagination. Your thoughts?
ultimately, you're going to have to sack the senior, leadership of all of these agencies. And you're going to have to put people in there that you can trust to, first of all, dig up what has happened and what's going on, and then hold the people that have done this responsible and make sure the president knows exactly what's going on, how it happened, and how to proceed into the future with people he can trust.
Well, and that really isn't a solution, because then it's next man up, and the next man up is every bit as corrupt because he is an appointee and a beneficiary of the previous leadership. So and on the cycle goes. There's got to be a way to get to this point. I look back over the course of intelligence in this country, Russ, and I know you have certainly throughout your career and your life. There's no good beginning point to say what happened to the integrity of our intelligence agencies, because if you reach all the way back to the 19, well, you could start with Truman and the creation of the CIA. You go through the 1950s, where the CIA is responsible for, and I happen to believe the reporting exactly. I mean, the influence of the CIA on the Gary Powers U2 incident is clearly recorded within the CIA itself, as well as the State Department, and what the pressure they brought to bear on a recalcitrant president who didn't want to fly spy planes over the Soviet Union. He did, and he did this after thorough convincing and lies from the intelligence community about what Gary Powers at 70,000 feet would be looking at in the way of his own danger to his own life and the aircraft he was flying. So, I mean, from there, you go on to Vietnam, which was started under President Eisenhower. He's the one who sent the first advisors. John F. Kennedy sent more advisors and lied to the American people throughout about what he was doing. And then we had the Pentagon Papers about all of the lies of the intelligence agencies, all of the military industrial complex, and of course, the presidents from Johnson forward to Nixon. It's an outrage. So, I mean, almost nothing is beyond credulity in assessing what the intelligence agencies have done, particularly as we've seen what they did with President Donald Trump and are still doing.
Well, a lot of the problem is that when you put someone in charge of the intelligence agency that's an ambassador from somewhere or another and has a background in, I don't know, either politics or domestic politics or something generic like that from the State Department. And then the person, another person is from, say, the chairman from either the HPSI or the CISI, the Intel committees on the House, where they're former lawyers. And, you know, when they were, I think of it this way. Well, what was this person doing when they were 27 years old? Were they, defending someone because, they crashed a car and hurt someone? Or were they spinning tapes at some remote place, doing the spy work that has to be done? In other words,
am I understanding you correctly, Russ, that you're saying that you just can't trust the outsiders in the intel community? Because it's what you sound like. You sound like you're describing John Ratcliffe as the National Director of Intelligence. It sounds like you're talking about Mike Pompeo, who was brought in because he was, a very eager politician with very, very high ambitions for himself. But we go through the annals of the intelligence community and the professionals that, whether it's Richard Helms, whether it's, John Allen Dulles, you go through all of these people. And, it seems to me that you have plenty of people to choose from, that there is something rotten in the system itself. And I don't understand why we've just watched the Congress of the United States give the FBI $200 million for a new building. It'll be the biggest building in D.C. in the federal, bigger than the Pentagon. And that's their reward for spying on a president, spying on both intelligence committees. That's their reward for going after the parents of children who yelled in a school board meeting This is the reward for Christopher Wray for saying the greatest threat to the country are those doggone right-wing conservatives, those MAGA folks. I mean, this is preposterous. We're looking at a lurid, perverse intelligence community that is corrupt, it looks to me, to the bone. Can you name the last success of our intelligence agencies? Let's start with Ukraine. Was that a success for our intelligence agencies?
Well, let's look back. The CIA fostered a rebellion, and they threw out the democratically elected president
of Ukraine.
And that has caused the nightmare that we see now over there.
Right. Because,
in other words, we did this. So, of course, that's a failure. Afghanistan, but how long? 20 years we were there. And I've always said, no matter whether we leave, 15 years ago, I said, if we leave today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, 200 years, it will go right back to the way it was, the warlords in the mountains and the extremists in the valleys. And then we have these intel people and these generals that are lying through their teeth saying, oh yes, we're training the Afghan army and they're going to be fit to handle and defend. It's blowing smoke up people's nether regions. And the problem is, like, yes, I am referring to the folks that you mentioned, that these are neophytes that have no knowledge. And if you give me a neophyte and I need to pull the wool over their eyes, it's real easy for me to walk up and take the lollipop from the baby and, in entertain them some other way to keep them from crying with a jester jumping up and down.
We're talking with Russ Tice, and we're going to kind of hone in on what chance does America have if its intelligence agencies are working for unknown, unidentifiable patrons and causes, and instead of the United States of America. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals you can trust. And their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin, Z-Pak. Rest assured, knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to help you and your family stay safe from whatever life throws at you next.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back with Russ Tice. And Russ, I just have to turn here to I am so dismayed at the level of conscience and the sense of duty on the part of the United States Congress right now. I'm talking about both political parties, frankly. A Speaker of the House who does not want to hold accountable the intelligence agencies, doesn't want to hold accountable those who have violated our laws, have spied on presidents, his own intelligence committees. I mean, we are adrift right now in a morass of corruption, political corruption, and certainly economic, financial corruption as well. Because the more wars we get, the more money the military-industrial complex makes. And the safer the jobs are of those in intel because they get to be spying and bringing forth offerings to the President of the United States each day in the way of something called intelligence that didn't recognize, apparently, 200,000 Russian troops around the border of Ukraine and the clear intent of Vladimir Putin to invade. Didn't recognize anything that was going on in Africa. Didn't understand what was going on in the conflict of tribes within various, particularly northern Africa. I mean, you go through this and you look at what China is doing, and it's a surprise to American policymakers because it's a surprise to our intel agencies. And there's not even a word uttered, as far as I know, by these intelligence agencies about the absolute assault on the U.S. dollar. There's not a word mentioned about economic stability and its importance to national security. And what in the world are you fools doing in all of those committees, whether it's armed services, whether it's appropriations, whatever it may be, because you are spending us right into a fiscal disaster of immense proportions. I mean, that's where we are. There's no judgment in the end that I can see in the intel community whatsoever. I can't pick out the agency. I guess if I had to pick one agency that's probably doing pretty well, it's the big old spy agency, your former agency, NSA.
Well, one thing about NSA is their job is to look at signals intelligence. So you get to hear what your potential enemy is saying. Now, if that link is compromised, they may be saying something over the air to throw you off, which is part of that puzzle I told you where they throw in those puzzle pieces to throw you off the trail. But it's not everyone in the intel. You know, when during the situation with
I want to be clear about this, Russ. I'm not talking about the individuals. I'm really not, because many, as you are about to say, are great Americans. But what I am talking about are the corruption of those institutions, and certainly their leadership, because they are accountable should be accountable for their transgressions against the Constitution, which they're supposed to be serving, and the nation they're supposed to be serving.
Well, for instance, bin Laden, when we had him pinned down at the mountain, Tora Bora, everyone in the intel community was screaming at the president to call in the 101st or the 82nd Airborne to shore up the backside of that mountain because we knew it was porous, and go in and kill every living thing in that mountain, and we could have been in and out. And for a period of time, I'm like, why? We begged the president, begged him, please do this, we'll be done. And then I realized this is because they want a protracted war, so they can spend billions of dollars and make a whole lot of defense folks and also, everybody else getting paid off a lot of money.
It's also because the president you're talking of wanted the fundamental transformation of America. He had a number of agendas working at the same time, right?
Apparently so. at my level, you know, I don't get to see that. But then, all right, so when we go into Iraq, Then supposedly we have everything calmed down, basically because we bought off Muqtada al-Sadr by paying him cash every month. We're paying him off for this supposed peace, and everything we're doing is working. And once those payments stop, it all goes right back down the drain again.
But the great thing is that everybody burned all of the poppy fields, so the warlords were completely without cash. You know, it's one of the great questions, and there's only one answer. It was utter corruption that the United States military and intel services did not destroy every poppy field in Afghanistan and deprive them of that capital and actually carry out a war. Now, I have to give the CIA and the U.S. military great credit, because within 1 year of entering, which was they entered in what, October of 2001. They entered in that October period. They within 8 months had effective control of Afghanistan. They, the CIA, their paramilitary, and U.S. special forces. I mean, people, it's a matter of history. It's what we did after that is monstrously stupid.
That was only with the support of the warlords that we were able to do that. And where did the warlords get met much of their proceeds were from the production of poppies. So not only did we not burn the poppy fields, we had U.S. soldiers protecting the poppy fields because we're trying to win the hearts and minds of the locals, and the locals are the farmers growing the poppies, and that was their main source of income. The State Department sends a message over while we're over there that says, hey, tell the farmers to grow asparagus, because apparently that helped a little. In Central or South America, they did this to try to get farmers not to grow cocaine or coca plants. And asparagus is a high yield vegetable that people like to buy. But if you've ever looked at the land, the turf in Afghanistan, it is the soil. The only thing you could grow is poppies. You couldn't grow anything else.
I'm happy to say I've only seen pictures of the terrain. Russ, we thank you so much for being with us. This story is going to be around for quite some time. And I think it really is. I hope it could. It certainly could be pivotal in bringing some understanding to the American people about exactly what their intelligence agencies are about, how politicized they are, and how weaponized our federal government is against the American people. Russ Tice, great American. Thanks for being with us. God bless you. Thanks, everybody, for being with us today. Be sure to join us this week for the Great America Show. Among our guests this week, investigative journalist Julie Kelly, Congressman Eli Crane, Senator Eric Schmidt, and many more. Be sure to follow me on Twitter and Truth Social at Lou Dobbs, on Facebook and Instagram at Lou Dobbs Tonight. And please join us each and every weeknight for Lou Dobbs Tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on Frank Speech, Rumble, X, and other platforms. Thanks, everybody. God bless you, and may God bless America.